T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, gentlemen, replay has reared its ugly head again, this time again in Major League Baseball. So we have tie game, top of the ninth, Braves, Phillies, Alec Bohm on third base for the Phillies. And he tags up on a fly ball, comes racing toward home, seems to clearly miss home plate. Play goes to replay, and Lance Barrett's safe call stands after replay review. It stands, Bob, even though he missed the plate. What's going on here?
Well, you don't see Snitker upset the way he was upset. I don't know. I saw that play, too. And if you're going to use slow-mo to that degree, then that was obviously the wrong call. However, I think...
Wait, you needed slow-mo for that call?
I'm just saying, if they reviewed it, which they did, right, and they looked at it and they determined that that was the call, then why even have replay? One of our people on Twitter who follow us, his name is Mike Fanzio, had an interesting thing. He said, replay officials should have to watch it at regular speed. You could find issues at super slow-mo every single time. If a penalty or play is obvious, you will see it at regular speed. If not, you're going to find... you know, fingernails, toenails deciding plays. And I've never liked it for that reason, Ron. I just think if they take too long, and if you saw that play, there's no way you could have agreed with the outcome of it.
No, I mean, in real time, I mean, I guess I can see why they go to replay on it. But my problem with replay all along is it takes too long. If it's that close for them, I go with the call on the field. Now, on replay, it looks like in this case – it definitely that he missed the plate. And I don't know what they're looking at. And if they don't overturn that, I don't know what the point of replay is. But my main problem is if it takes too long. If it takes that long to come to a conclusion, go with the call on the field, Joe.
How long did this one take? I don't know.
I read lengthy was the...
I think it was 4 minutes plus.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It didn't need to be. So you would argue because it took that long, because of replay official incompetence, that you would have gone with the call on the field here? Because I thought this was as bad as Jerry Meals.
Well, I watched it at real time, and I couldn't tell if he touched the plate or not. I had to see the third or fourth replay of the angle, and then it showed that he clearly missed it. When they don't correct that, then I don't know what the point is. But I still hate 4 minutes of looking at it, Bob.
Yeah, and now what does this mean? Do they regard precedent? Because the next time there's a play like this and a guy overslides second by just a toenail or a fingernail, you can go back and say, wait a minute, look at that call in the Braves game. You guys, there's no way that guy touched the plate, and yet you're still calling him safe. So... I don't know what the answer is. We've talked about this over and over. I don't know what the answer is, Joe. If they're going to continue to use these super slow-mo technologies, only going to get better and better. Just have the umpires never call a play. Just go right to the replay, no call, and then look and make your decision. But I think that makes the game so sterile. I hate it.
Well, the idea that you would review the play in real time makes absolutely no sense to me, Bob. What's the point of having technology and ever going to replay if you're not going to use the technology and go slow motion?
Well, what's the point of having technology if the technology is ignored?
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And that's why I would get to, but for the most part, so you're saying go to replay and never use slow-mo, never use...
I didn't say that. One of the tweeters said that. All I'm saying is I just think that this is the problem, and you knew it was going to happen eventually with replay, that it's so good with the technology that the call should be obvious. And yet, for whatever reason, it wasn't yesterday. And again, what I'd like to hear is an explanation. I would like to hear an explanation from someone in New York, someone at the who was in that officiating crew, the umpire crew, Ron. Somebody, tell me why.
Well, I thought they did. I thought they did explain. And you know, you don't have to like it. I thought they said that there was no conclusive proof that the guy missed home plate, and that's why they called it the way that they did. So I guess that's an explanation. You don't have to like it, Joe. But, man, it sure looked to me on replay.
Do you like it?
No, but I'm not quite sure what else they're supposed to say. I mean, you know, they blew the call. I guess they could come out and admit that, right? It just looked to me as if they totally blew the call. But I'm not quite sure what they're going to say about it other than what they said. That, well, we didn't see anything to overturn it, Bob.
Well, I'd like to dispute that. An explanation is one thing, then they should answer a follow-up question or two, because it just doesn't make sense.
They should come out today and say we blew it. I mean, there was no conclusive proof. The guy's foot missed home plate on every available replay that I saw. Or at least there were some that were definitive that he missed home plate. I mean, you could make an argument that the Jerry Meals play, well, you can't really tell. Do we know he didn't just get the you know, little tiny part of the jersey? Well, of course he didn't. But, you know, if that thing had gone to replay, God knows what they would have come up with there. You know, if they can come up with this, I just – replay's broken, you know. So my answer to that question, Ron, would be come out today and say, you know what, we blew it and fire the guy who looked at it. The first thing they need to do is get people in these places in New York – in the NFL and Major League Baseball who know what they're doing. And the fact that Al Riveron came back after some of the decisions he made was ridiculous. And, of course, the NFL just yesterday said that they blew a call in the 2019 playoffs. And, of course, it was against the Bills. But this was during some officiating training video where they say they called the Bills right tackle for an illegal block that should not have been a penalty. And the league is admitting this now, what, a year and a half, 2 years later, year and a half later, saying, yeah, we blew that call. That might have made a big difference in that game. I think the answer, Bob.
Doesn't do you any good to admit it after the fact. Well, that guy, who was the official in the Steelers-Seattle Super Bowl? Then the offseason, he came back and he admitted, he said, I missed two or three calls. You know, that doesn't make Seattle feel any better. Doesn't change the outcome. You know, it just... You know, and I wonder how many times that we never hear about it, you know, where, you know, Tomlin talks about I'll keep my conversations with the league private. I wonder how many times the league does say, you know what, we blew it. We'll try to do better the next time, Bob. I'll bet a lot.
Oh, I bet a lot, too. And, you know, I don't know what else to say. I don't know how you change it other than you make challenging it a little bit more difficult. They should be only used sparingly. You know what I mean? Unless and for egregiously bad calls. I've always said that. That's how I look at it. I know that's a hard thing to then try to hand out what's egregious, what's not, because if you're a team that's trailing and you think it's egregious, it may not be. But when they start replaying every little thing, it really becomes annoying. And then when you get it wrong after all of that kind of delay in the game, that makes it even worse. And I don't know where they go, Joe. I don't.
Well, I think the first place they should go in all of sports is to finally admit all these years after Mike Renfro that no matter what we do, it's never going to be right. We're never going to have a perfect system where every blown call is corrected. Look at hockey, for example. Is there a system, Bob, for if a team is whistled for offsides where they weren't offsides that corrects that mistake?
Say that again, if there's a what?
Penguins are coming down 3-on-2 in a 3-3 game in the Stanley mm-hmm. Cup playoffs, and they're whistled for offsides, and it turns out they weren't offside. Is there any mechanism by which to correct that?
No.
They exactly.
get screwed. Exactly.
So you're never going to, you're never ever going to get the game right to where the quote right team wins and we have everything covered. They don't even do the strike zone in Major League Baseball. What's more important than that? What affects the outcome of a game more important than balls and strikes? And that's not subjected to replay. So what we really have in all of sports is we take random plays and subject them to replay, and a bunch of other plays that should be or could be subjected to replay that influence majorly the outcome of games don't even go to replay. Football, jumping off sides, you know, you jump early. How can that not be? Right? So the whole thing, I think, starts with an admission. Look, we're never going to have it right. We're just not. And then where do we go from there?
I think it's a great point. And the problem is you can't go anywhere right now. The only way back is to just get rid of it, which will never happen. Wouldn't that be fun, though, Ron, just to see what life would be like without replay review, just for a certain amount of games in all sports? I'd like to see it. Because when you don't expect it, you may be more tolerant of mistakes because you know they're going to happen.
Well, I'm not quite as down on replay as you guys are, to the point that I would want to eliminate them. I do think they get a lot of calls right, you know, because of replay. And, you know, they are. I mean, they're never going to be perfect. I mean, I think that much is absolutely true. But I'm not in favor of getting rid of it. I'm just not. I think they get a lot of it right. I wish they got a lot more of it right. But I guess I'd rather live with the imperfections than just to have to do without it. That's all.
They do get a lot right. My point was there's tons that affects games in all sports that isn't subjected to replay.
Your example is a good one. When you blow the whistle and a play is dead, even though the play is wrongly called, you have no way of going back and changing anything.
And so, balls and strikes.
You know, your problem isn't with replay. Maybe it's what is allowed to be replayed and what isn't. That is fixable, right? Can't you add things to make the replay better? That to me is what your situation, Joe, sounds like it. Is
not you really.
You wish this, that, or the other thing would be added to replay, or maybe you don't.
Some can't be, like the
that's
offside
I mean.
Example in hockey.
The,
it can't.
But
there's
what,
no way to replay it.
Yeah, that's true, too. That is true, too.
So I'll tell you my solution next. Ron and I talked about this last week, 412-928-9370, because there's no perfect solution. Like, that's where they need to start. There's no perfect solution, but what is the solution? And let's talk about that. I have an idea next. I think you're going to like it, Bob. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Time right now, 1140, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. And you can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. All right. Coming up top of the hour, by the way, Bob is going to conduct his weekly showdown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.